While the mayor's race is garnering most of the attention in Philadelphia, voters will also be picking members of city council this year. The race for at-large seats on the Democratic side of the ledger doesn't occur in November. Rather, it takes place 1 week from today. WHYY's Tom McDonald explains that incumbents don't have the slam dunk odds of a normal year.
There are seven at-large positions on city council. Two are guaranteed for the minority party, which in Philadelphia are the Republicans. That means when the final primary vote tally is in for five at-large Democrats, they're virtually guaranteed their seats in November, unless by some amazing groundswell of voting, three Republicans beat the lowest vote tally Democrat. Currently, there are four incumbents in at-large positions, since Jim Kenney resigned to run for mayor. In the past, incumbency gave you an almost guaranteed shot at re-election, but this year, that's not the case. Councilman Bill Greenlee says he and others running for re-election will do fine, but the departure of Kenney has brought strong challengers into the race, knowing there's one open slot.
If Councilman Kenney had stayed Councilman Kenney, I think there probably would be at least a few less candidates. I think some would have still run, but I think there would have been a few less candidates. That's absolutely true. And we knew that as soon as Jim decided to seek other office. We knew that that was going to bring more people in the race, but that's the way it goes.
Councilwoman Blondell Reynolds-Brown says being an incumbent means you have something your challengers don't, a record to run on.
There is an advantage to being an incumbent, presuming and if you have a strong legislative track record, and I do. A legislative record really still matters. Success is cumulative, and you can't acquire that over two or three days. For now, we're talking about 14 years worth of good work, some of which is going to be in place long after I'm gone.
Reynolds-Brown says she's unapologetic about being a voice for women, children, and families.
Being a former educator and knowing that that still ranks number one, two, and three on anyone's agenda, being a voice and a champion for funding of public education is something that I believe distinguishes me as well, because I've come up with some good ideas about funding education, and quite frankly, I've come up with some bad ideas.
Councilman Wilson Good Jr. drew the lowest ballot position. Not good when you have 16 candidates on the Democratic ballot. Good believes that he has been a champion for working people and helping the economy.
I've did the Working Families Forum. I've done other forums, and in most of those forums, I've got a chance to exchange ideas with other candidates on issues of education, the economy. Unlike other candidates, I have the opportunity to present my track record, having introduced 155 bills, 140 of which have become law.
Ed Nielsen is the newest member of City Council, winning a special election to fill the unexpired term of Bill Green, who resigned to join the School Reform Commission. Nielsen admits a bad ballot position and his neophyte status have him concerned about re-election.
I am nervous. You always want to make certain that you touch all bases and touch all neighborhoods. The going citywide is much different than I'm used to being in a little house race, because there's only 65,000 residents in a house race. I've been at every corner of the city at least twice, and I'm working my way around and doing the best I can to make certain the voters get to know me.
There's also the possibility of ballot fatigue. Voters have to wade through a top half of a ballot full of judicial candidates before finding council at large candidates almost at the bottom of the ballot. Councilman Greenlee says people could just vote in a few races and forget about the at-large contest.
It's a concern, certainly, and when I go out to meetings, I talk about that, and I talk about that there's nothing wrong with some voters occasionally starting at the bottom and working their way up. So, you know, we know that's a problem, but it's something that is kind of out of our control.
Councilwoman Janie Blackwell says she hopes to keep the current group together.
The question is, given this crazy, crowded ballot, what will happen? So nobody's secure, especially at large people aren't secure. But I think we have a good council, and I'd like to see everybody return.
Tomorrow, we turn to the dozen Democratic challengers seeking to win an at-large seat. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.